I always visualize good things. I always visualize victory, success, abundance. I visualize it all and it's all happening.
People who haven't done it, people who maybe haven't seen fight sports in such a way and haven't been there very close, when you say, I'm prepared to kill, I'm prepared to die, it might sound strange to them, but do you have to have that attitude to be at the very top in your sport?
I feel to be at the pinnacle of any game, in any, whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday, there was rugby, there was this, there was that. And like normal society is like, let's talk about this and let's engage in this. And I just don't, I can't do it. I just don't, people are talking to me and in my head I'm counting something. I'm counting up a number or I'm knee deep in a sequence on the mat or on the feet. That's my life, sequences and numbers.
Wait, a clean sweep for the Irish. I said it last year. We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
10 seconds. Could he finish up here? Here it is. All over. Conor McGregor is the UFC interim featherweight champion.
Felt when we stared down, I felt his right hand was twitching, which was a subtle tell for me. He is ready to unload that right hand, and I feel that could be a downfall for him. If he lets that right hand go, I will not be there. I simply enter the way I enter, and that is enough. They either overextend or they shrink away, but either way, it is not good for them. I will create traps and dead space inside that octagon, and I will walk him into that dead space, but all of a sudden, he will be in danger. How do you do that? How do you predict these things?
You can see it here and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen. So I see these shots, I see these sequences, and I don't shy away from them. A lot of times people believe in certain things, but they keep to themselves. They don't put it out there. You truly believe in it if you become vocal with it. You are creating that law of attraction and it will become reality. I knew he would overextend and I knew I'd catch him. So, Mystic Max strikes again.